الله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنا نحن نزلنا عليك القرآن تنزيلا فاصبر لحكم ربك ولا تطع منهم آثما أو كفورا واذكر اسم ربك بكرة وأصيلا ومن الليل فاسجد له وسبحه ليلا طويلا إن هؤلاء يحبون العاجلة ويذرون وراءهم يوما ثقيلا نحن خلقناهم وشددنا أسرهم وإذا شئنا بدلنا أمثالهم تبديلا إن هذه تذكرة فمن شاء اتخذ إلى ربه سبيلا وما تشاءون إلا أن يشاء الله إن الله كان عليما حكيما يدخل من يشاء في رحمته والظالمين أعد لهم عذابا أليما صدق الله العظيم.
Sayyid Latif will now complete the Quran Sharif.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألف لام ميم ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون صدق الله العظيم.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هو الله أحد، الله الصمد، لم يلد ولم يولد، ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. لا إله إلا الله، والله أكبر، الله أكبر، ولله الحمد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الفلق، من شر ما خلق، ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب، ومن شر النفاثات في العقد، ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد. لا إله إلا الله، والله أكبر، الله أكبر، ولله الحمد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الناس، ملك الناس، إله الناس، من شر الوسواس الخناس، الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس، من الجنة والناس. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم، غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألف لام ميم. ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه، هدى للمتقين، الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون، والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون، أولئك على هدى من ربهم، وأولئك هم المفلحون. صدق الله العظيم.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salatu wa salamu ala sayyidinil Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa baraka wa sallama taslima kathira. Amma ba'du, faqad qala Allahu tabaraka wa ta'ala. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنا نحن نزلنا الذكر وإنا له لحافظون. صدق الله العظيم. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: أشراف أمتي حملة القرآن وصاحب الليل، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. علماء کرام, most respected brothers, the Huffaz who have completed, and other Huffaz who are present here, and also our sisters at the madrasa, some of whom are hafizas. Brothers, it is a great ni'mat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that recently in our country there is a great interest in memorization and making hifz of the Quran Sharif. The hifz of the Quran Sharif we are finding throughout the country. We never heard in the days gone by that there were so many hafizas, girls who became hafiz, so many alimas, and so many hafiz of the Quran Sharif. It is a great ni'mat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala when there is an increase in huffaz-e-kiram, ulama-e-kiram, mashayikh, Muballigh. So it's a ni'mat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala which we must appreciate. But it is human nature that when something increases in quantity, then the quality seems to be diminishing. It's human nature that when you have something plentiful, then the quality diminishes, decreases, and also the appreciation sometimes of that ni'mat, even though it is of quality, decreases in the hearts of people. Since we have had two students who completed the Quran Sharif, therefore tonight's majlis we will dedicate it to the Quran Sharif. So this is what has happened throughout the world. When there were very few hafizes of the Quran Sharif, there was great respect accorded to the hafiz. And that hafizab also was concerned that he must not do anything which will create a lack of interest in the hearts of the people to become hafizes of the Quran Sharif. We know in our own province that in the month of Ramadan, hafizes had to be imported from Cape Town because there was such a shortage. And now our huffaz have to search for masajid and places to perform taraweeh. So it is on the one hand a great ni'mat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, but at the same time it creates a great responsibility. So if there is a nikah occasion, normally we give some nasihat to the bride, some nasihat to the groom, and some nasihat to the parties, the bride's party and the groom's party, that how they should conduct the nikah. So when it is an occasion of this nature, then generally a few words of nasihat to the huffaz, a few words of nasihat to the parents of the huffaz, and a few words to the congregation that is listening. So I will repeat some of the things which you may have heard in many of these type of jalsas where Quran Sharif khatam is made. That from the time of Rasul Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the khatam of the Quran Sharif dua was considered to be of great importance. The Sahaba Kiram, the Tabi'in, we find many incidents where Rasul Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam, for example, mentioned that duas are accepted at Mina, at Arafat, at Muzdalifah, in the Mataf, under the Mizab-e Rahmat, at the Multazam. In the same way, one of those things that has been mentioned is upon the khatam of the Quran Sharif, the acceptance of dua. So this was the whole purpose of these khatam jalsas. But even there, what is happening is that unfortunately, we look at all the other big conferences, seminars and jalsas taking place, and this Quran Sharif jalsa has also unfortunately in many places has reached that stage where it is just nothing but show business. That sincerity that should be there is lacking. It's more feeding, eating, drinking and merrymaking, and after that half that congregation, there's no namaz in their lives, no zikr, no tilawat, and even some of those hafizabs after that, you find them in the wrong places. So Rasul Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says that the noble people of my ummat, who are the ashraf of my ummat, we say that this person is a big person, he's a big man. Why? Because he's got a big property, he's got a big bank balance, he's got a big business, he owns an oil well, so he's a big person. That is what we say. But Rasul Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says the ashraf of my ummat are those who are carrying the Quran Sharif in their hearts. Those who are carrying the Quran Sharif in their hearts, they are the ashraf of my ummat. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, his kalam, he put into the hearts of the huffaz, and he made use of them to protect the Quran Sharif. Allah Ta'ala says, we reveal the Quran Sharif, and the protection of this Quran Sharif also Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala took upon himself. So himself, it does not mean now that there is no need for anybody to by heart or memorize, because Allah Ta'ala has taken it upon himself. Allah Ta'ala has taken it upon himself means that now he will make use of all these means. So this is a means of the preservation of the Quran Sharif, that even if the great Shaykh of some Arab country has to make a mistake in the recitation of the Quran Sharif, a little child who is a hafiz of the Quran Sharif will point out to him that you have erred, you have made a mistake. because the Quran Sharif has been preserved. Every letter, every syllable, every word has been preserved. Without going into all those details, I just want to point out a few things which I generally do in such kind of occasions. That it is a great ni'mat of Allah. It is time that we regard this Quran Sharif as a great ni'mat. There is tarfain, there are two sides to this Quran Sharif. One side is with Allah and one is in the hands of the Hafiz. There is a connection between Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and this Hafiz's heart. Because the Quran Sharif is the only thing that you can say is the Kalam of Allah. You can say Zabur, Tawrat, Injil are Kitabs of Allah. But Quran Sharif is the only thing that you say is the Kalam of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Therefore Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, He listens to the recitation of the Quran Sharif according to the hadith of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam far more attentively than a person pays attention to the singing girl, the master when he's listening to his singing maid, how much attention he pays. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala listens more attentively to the recitation of the Quran Sharif. One hadith which I always quote, and that is the nasihat for the hafizes, that you always hear that you will get a crown of noor and the parents will get a crown of noor and all those hadiths. But let us look into this hadith, that what does Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam say? Man qara al-Qur'an fastazharahu fa'ahalla halalahu wa harrama haramahu adkhalahu Allahu al-Jannah. First part of it is that the person who reads the Quran Sharif and then considers the halal of the Quran Sharif as halal and the haram that the Quran Sharif declares as haram, then Allah Ta'ala will enter him into Jannat. And also Allah will accept his intercession on behalf of 10 family members of his who were destined to go to Jahannam. Now what a great blessing for the Hafiz. But provided he considers the halal as halal and the haram as haram. So if he wants, as Maulana Abrarul Haq Sahib Damat Barakatuhum states, that the Hafiz will be given 11 passports to Jannat. One passport for himself and 10 for his family members. If somebody from America writes or telephones and say that I have a very good contact with the government here and I can send you 10 passports and you can come and settle here and earn the dollars, then everybody will get very happy. Whereas the life is going to end. No matter how much a person earns, life is going to come to an end. This worldly life Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gave to us for preparation for the hereafter. It does not mean that we must deprive ourselves of food, of drink, of good clothes, of transport. All this Allah Ta'ala has created for us. But our hearts must be with Allah. We must not give our hearts to the world which is going to perish. Don't give our hearts to some face which is going to perish. Don't give our hearts to wealth and property which we are going to leave behind. Make use of these things for our benefit, for the benefit of the families, and make preparation for the hereafter. Kai baar humne ye dekha ke jinka mushayyan badan tha muattar kafan tha. Kai baar humne ye dekha ke jinka mushayyan badan tha muattar kafan tha. Jo qabre kohan uski ukhdi to dekha na uzwe badan tha na tare kafan tha. Ha. So many times we saw that those people who were fit in body, they had beautiful clothes, they were jogging, skipping, running, conducting business, they got degrees and qualifications and they're running their professions. We saw lots of them. When they died, then also they were given a beautiful coffin, ether and perfume was poured over that coffin. But after some time, when that qabr was opened, when that grave was opened, there was no sign of that body and there was no sign of that coffin. So what went with that person are his deeds. So these hafizes, they have got a great ni'mat with them, that they've got passports for entry into paradise. Not only for themselves, but for 10 other family members that were already ticketed to hell. However, the condition is for ahalla halalahu wa harrama harama. That Hafizab has to be practicing on that Quran Sharif. He must believe in what Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has said and declared. He must practice. It must not be just recitation with the tongue. In fact, far more responsibility now comes onto this person because he's carrying great weight in his heart. How many who fast today really consider what they have got in their heart? Hazrat Maulana Badr-e Alam Rahmatullah Alayhi, my Shaykh Hazrat Maulana Hakim Mohd Akhtar Sahab Damat Barakatuhum, he says that we were sitting at Maulana Aftab Alam Sahab's place. Maulana Aftab Alam is the son of the late Maulana Badr-e Alam Rahmatullah Alayhi, who is buried in Jannatul Baqi. So he says, we were sitting there and Maulana Aftab Alam related that three times they opened his grave in Madina Sharif, three times, after every 6 months. But they found that his body was still the same. Even his coffin was the same. And everything looked so fresh and so neat. There are many graves like that in Jannatul Baqi. So they put that white stone there and after that they don't open that again. So his is one of those. So he says, besides the piety and the taqwa and everything else that I knew of my father, but in my opinion there was one amal of his which I think got him this stage. And that is that no matter how young a hafiz of the Quran Sharif, even a child, and if my father was lying down and the child came towards the leg side, my father pulled his legs back. He never stretched his legs towards the hafiz's heart. He says, the Quran of Allah is in that heart. How can I stretch my leg towards that heart? When they had azmat of the Quran Sharif of this nature, Allah Ta'ala gave them the azmat in this dunya and in akhirat also. So there is a great weight that the Hafiz is carrying in his heart. It is an amanat. It is a trust. It is the kalam of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. We don't know what it is because we haven't got that attachment with the Quran Sharif. It has just become a means of just recitation now and again for sawab, or somebody dies, then we say read and send sawab, finish. We don't say that you must not read for sawab. It is intended for sawab also. Every letter that you read, you're getting 10 blessings. Hazrat Shaykh Zakariya Sahab Rahmatullah Alayhi used to say that it is my desire that I be raised on the day of Qiyamah with the Huffaz. Why? He says because the Hafiz will be told that read, and as he reads for every letter, his stages will be increased. Until he reaches the last letter of the Quran Sharif, that will be his stage, which is about 6,666 approximately stages. So he says, I would like to be raised amongst them. Then he says, but how would it be possible? Look at the Ahlullah and the Mashayikh, that how they are concerned about us. He says, how would it be possible for the people who are not Hafizahs to also reach those stages? He says, in my mind, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala put one thing, that the Yasin Sharif is the heart of the Quran Sharif. So if the person reads Yasin Sharif and learns it properly and reads it every day, then inshallah he will be raised with the Huffaz on the day of Qiyamah. Now what can be more simpler than that? In fact, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam himself said that it is my heart's desire that Yasin Sharif should be in the hearts of every believer. Man qara'a Yasin fi sadrin nahar qudiyat hawaijuhu. Aw kama qala alayhi salatu wasalam. The person who reads Yasin Sharif in the early part of the morning, Allah Ta'ala will fulfill his needs of the day. So this, he says, that it was my heart's desire to be raised with the Huffaz. That means this Hafiz, Allah Ta'ala has given him a great gift, a very great gift. But then again the same thing. If you look at another hadith of Rasulullah Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, man qara al Quran wa amila bima fihi. The person who reads the Quran and he practices on that recitation, ulbisa walidahu tajan yawm al-qiyamah, then his parents will be given a taj, a crown of nur on the day of Qiyamah. And the shine of that crown will be such as if it is like the sun in your home. What kind of shine it will have? That crown will be given to the parents of this Hafiz of the Quran Sharif. So what is your opinion about that Hafiz himself? What will he get? In another hadith, Rasulullah Pak Sallallahu Alaihi said, they will be given clothes, the parents, the value of which will be far more than everything in this world put together. And when they will ask Allah Ta'ala that, for what is this? He said, for your child's reading the Quran Sharif and practicing. So, my dear Hafizes, if you have some love for your parents who tried their level best to organize the transport for you to reach the Hifz classes, and provided you with clothes and with shelter and with food and with everything else and all the facilities. So now if you have love for them and you want them to be part of that group that must go to Jannat with you, then it becomes extremely important that now you learn what is in the Quran Sharif and then make amal on it. Because it is only with amal. Amal se banti hai zindagi, ye jannat bhi, jahannam bhi, ye khaki apni fitrat mein, na noori hai, na nari hai. With amal you make your jannat. So we are not saying that the person who is a hafiz of the Quran Sharif, now he must not run any business. He must not do anything of this worldly activities, nothing. Absolutely normal he will live in this world. He will marry, he will bring up children, he will run his business, he will do everything. Duniya ke mashghalon mein bhi wo ba khuda rahe. Duniya ke mashghalon mein bhi wo ba khuda rahe. Wo sab ke saath reh ke bhi sab se juda rahe. That they are in all the activities of this world, but still their hearts are away from everything and they are with Allah. Wo shahid wo jahan jis dil mein aaye maze dono jahan se badh ke paaye. When Allah Ta'ala will come into the heart, then this person will enjoy a ni'mat which will be far greater than both the worlds. Much more than that. That if somebody has to be given the both the worlds, what kind of enjoyment he will have in his heart. When Allah will come into that heart, then he will have an enjoyment much, much more than that. Therefore, Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Alayhi says that, oh you people, he says, what is sweeter? Is sugar sweet or is the creator of sugar sweeter? The one who puts sweetness into the sugar cane of the world, which is sweetening our mitais and our tea and our chocolates and our biscuits and our cold drinks and everything. And billions of tons of sugar cane has already been produced, and we do not know how much of tons and tons and tons of sugar has been used, but still Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is putting sweetness into that sugar cane. So how sweet that Allah must be who is putting so much of sweetness into that sugar cane. The one who created the sun and the moon, is he beautiful? Is the sun and moon more beautiful? Or is Allah the creator of the sun and the moon more beautiful? Therefore, as Junaid Baghdadi Rahmatullah Alayh, once one woman came to him, and she had a niqab on her face, and she said that, oh Junaid, if only Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had permitted me to raise this niqab and show my face to you, then I would have showed what a beautiful woman I am. But still my husband, he is interested in another woman. So now to us these stories mean nothing in these days. But Junaid Baghdadi Rahmatullah Ali made ah, and he collapsed. When he came to his senses, they said, Junaid, what was so serious about this? Nothing so serious there was. He said, no, I thought immediately that this woman is saying that I am so beautiful. What right does my husband have to cast his eyes at another woman who is not even his wife? So when this woman who is beautiful does not want her husband to see any beauty in anything else, then that Allah who has created the heavens and the earth and everything in the universe, and He has given beauty to everything which has beauty, then how can I turn my eye away from my Allah and look at other things which are haram? So the hafiz of the Quran Sharif, this is what he has to remember, that he has got the kalam of Allah in his heart, means Allah's tajalli is in his heart. Now you cannot have two things in that same heart at the same time. Darkness and light cannot remain in one heart at the same time. We are getting many, many cases at present which it really hurts, it deeply hurts, of huffaz of the Quran Sharif in cinemas, in theatres, in zina, in this, in that. Hey mujhse aqeedat ke daave qanoon pe razi ghairon ke. Hey mujhse aqeedat ke daave قانون پہ راضی غیروں کے یوں بھی مجھے رسوا کرتے ہیں ایسے بھی ستایا جاتا ہوں. They say we've got aqeedat on you, O Quran. I have, my faith is on you, my belief is in you, I tell the world that we are Muslims and we believe in the Quran Sharif, which is the word of Allah. Every word, every syllable, every letter has been preserved. Bring anything if you have. We challenge you to produce something like even one sentence of the Quran Sharif. So that is one side, our aqidat. But on the other hand, when it comes to practice and actions, then we are quite happy with the qanun and the laws of the kuffar, of the mushrikeen, of the yahood, of the nasara, of the ghairullah. In everything, in our inheritance also, if we are going to get something according to Islamic Sharia, then we run to the mufti sahab. Then give me a breakdown. What am I entitled to? And if we find that we lose according to Islamic Sharia and we gain according to the government law, then we don't go to the mufti sahab. Then we say that, but he made a will of this kind. It was my father's wish. Upon his deathbed, he made this will. So therefore, we must give preference and priority to this will. So that time we forget. In our walimas, in our weddings, in everything that we do, in our clothing, in our homes, we are happy with the qanun of the ghairullah. So he says, this is how they disgrace me. This is how they embarrass me. This Abu Sayyaf who is holding those hostages. What an embarrassment for the Muslims he is. And every day it is Muslim, 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 Muslim rebels. Ye koi Muslim hai? If a plane full of hajis are going, and some other denomination, some other religious belief people, catch hold of some haji sahabs and take them away to some jungle, then will we say that is insaf, that is adal? If you want to fight the government, go and fight them on the borders. Go and fight them in the soldiers. You can't just pick up some innocent people and take them away in the jungle. So, but still they say we want an Islamic state. Now what kind of an Islamic state does the person want who's making so much of zulm? So this is what we are saying. قانون پہ راضی غیروں کے یوں بھی مجھے رسوا کرتے ہیں ایسے بھی ستایا جاتا ہوں. So that is one. And the other group, just pick it up and take qasam. That's all. For what is the Quran Sharif? For qasam. It lies on the shelf the whole year round. But if somebody has had an argument, it's a sway on the Quran Sharif.
جزدان حریر و ریشم کے اور پھول ستارے چاندی کے پھر عطر کی بارش ہوتی ہے خوشبو میں بسایا جاتا ہوں جب قول و قسم لینے کے لیے تکرار کی نوبت آتی ہے تب میری ضرورت پڑتی ہے ہاتھوں پہ اٹھایا جاتا ہوں.
Was this the Quran Sharif revealed for? We are not saying that the Quran Sharif must not be used for certain things, but it was not revealed for that purpose. Rasul-e-Pak Rasam said that there are some people who are from the family of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala and his favorites. Ahlullah wa khassatuh. From the family of Allah and his khas. If some buzruk, some wali has to say, oh, mera khas khalifa hai, that person knows, his happiness knows no bounds. That great wali of Allah ta'ala, he said that is my khas khalifa. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says that this is my house people and my khas. How we say is that this is a man, this is like my family, you are like a member of my family. If the king has to tell somebody that you are like a member of my family, any time you can come into my palace, then see how much that person announces all over the world that I went to Saudi Arabia, I met King Fahad, and he said that you are like a family member. No need for you to worry. Any time you just give me one ring and you will be picked up from the airport and brought into my palace. So how happy that person is. And yet that king and everything that he's got will one day also perish. We are not saying that we must not make use of the ni'mats or we don't need wealth. I have mentioned many times in my bayan that I am not like those people who say everything is haram, dunya is haram. Because wealth, gold, silver, coins, wife, children are not dunya. Those who say that these things are dunya, they don't know what deen is. Gold, silver, wealth, property, children, wife, this is not dunya.
Otherwise, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would not have had wives. The Sahaba kiram, amongst them, there were some people who were very rich. So what did they have? Dunya. Dunya is that which turns you away from the remembrance of Allah. It makes you ghafil anil akhirah. Then that is dunya. But if that dunya is for masjid, madrasas, for your food, for your drink, for your shelter, and for your needs and requirements, and for the poor and the needy, and for hajj and umrah, then there is nothing wrong with that. That is not dunya. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's khas people, and of his family, who are those people? The huffaz of the Quran Sharif. They are the khas people of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So when a person is given khilafat or ijazat, which is again in these days becoming a big joke in many places, where any person and every person is given by those who are bogus, I'm not talking about the real mashayikh, so that the numbers increase and they can get more fish, can trap more. So we are not talking about those people. But I'm talking about those who really purified their hearts and then they were given ijazat. So that person is told that zara laaj rakhna hamari. Is khilafat ki laaj rakhna. Now that you have been given this ijazat, you are like my khas man. So whatever you are going to do is going to reflect on me. If you are going to indulge in sins, then they are going to say, what kind of is this shaykh that he gave this person khilafat? So zara khyal rakhna. Doesn't he say that? وہ کہتے ہیں نا مولانا کہ ذرا خیال رکھنا ہماری لاج رکھنا تو اللہ تبارک و تعالی is saying you are my family member, you are my from my household, you are my خاص person, تو اب ذرا خیال رکھنا dear حافظ صاحب, you must be concerned a little that you are my خاص man, so you must not do something that people will say what kind of a حافظ this is, what kind of Quran Sharif does he have in his heart. So a great responsibility goes upon them. The parents are very fortunate that they have children who have become hafizes, and those children themselves are very fortunate. Inshallah, we are very hopeful that these people who have become hafizes, they will make amal, and there will be a means of those parents getting crowned and themselves wearing those crowns. But I am talking in general that the person has to be very much careful what he is doing, where he is going, with whom he is talking, with whom he is visiting, in which places he is. Everything he has to have sharm and haya in him now. فَإِنَّ حَقِيقَةَ الْحَيَا أَنَّ مَوْلَاكَ لَا يَرَاكَ حَيْسُ نَحَاكَ. That is the haqiqat of haya and shame. Shame and modesty, what is the haqiqat? Allah Ta'ala must not find us in those places which he has made haram for us to be in. So now this person has to be very pleased with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and his qanoon and the Quran Sharif and everything that's in the Quran Sharif. If Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, wala taqrabu zina, then this hafiz sahab and every Muslim, of course, it refers to every Muslim, but particularly the hafiz sahab must not be anywhere near zina. If the Quran Sharif says, la ta'kulu riba, then the hafiz sahab, if he's running a business, then he must be even more careful that he must not take and give interest. If the Quran Sharif says that you must not gamble, then the Hafiz Sahab must not be seen in Wild Coast and Sun City. Brothers, it is a serious matter, because the person has by hearted the Quran Sharif. And it is only Allah Ta'ala's fazal and qudrat that we are able to by heart the Quran Sharif. Take any other book in Afrikaans if you don't know. Take a book in Afrikaans if you don't know, and tell that child by heart one page, or even half a page. And yet the child does not know a single word of the Arabic language, and is 5 years old, 6 years old, 4 years old, and is by-hearting the whole Quran Sharif. So this is only the fazal of Allah. There are so many who by-hearted in 30 days, in less than 30 days, in 3 days, in 3 days also. One great wali of Allah Ta'ala, he says that I did two things very strange. One is that I by-hearted the Quran Sharif in 3 days with the fazl of Allah Ta'ala, which was a great ni'mat, a great gift. Now on the one hand, his memory was such that he by-hearted the Quran Sharif in 3 days. And on the other hand, he says, the mistake I made, I was looking into the mirror, I cut my beard like this, and instead of clipping from here, after one fist length, I cut it from here. By mistake, not purposely. So when Allah Ta'ala wants you to remember something, nothing in the world can prevent it. And when he wants you to forget something, you even forget your name too. Shaykh Abdul Ghani Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, after a long time with zikr, ibadat, tilawat and all that, in the morning he just came out of his khanqa and the postman came. He says, now sign this register. So he's asking him, mera naam kya hai? So he's wondering whether he's in his senses. He says, no, I'm not joking, what is my name? So he saw that Hazrat is in a different state. So he said, Abdul Ghani. So then he signed Abdul Ghani. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's Qudrat. So this is a great gift of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. It's a great ni'mat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala that has been given to the Huffaz. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala must keep the Quran Sharif mehfooz in their hearts until the day that they leave this world. They must increase the recitation of the Quran Sharif. They must learn what the contents of the Quran Sharif are, make amal on the Quran Sharif. Then inshallah ta'ala on the day of judgment, they will get those crowns of Noor. Their parents will get those crowns of Noor. They will get those passports to take 10 members into Jannat. I recall one person, he said, Mawlana, it comes in the hadith, man qala la ilaha illallah tuflihu. If you say la ilaha illallah, you will be successful. So we are saying la ilaha illallah. Now where does all this amal come now? If you say la ilaha illallah, you get entry into Jannat. So la ilaha illallah we have said. They said, La ilaha illallah is that passport. The Quran Sharif, the Hafiz will get 10 passports, but you need visas also. You don't need visas. If I've got a passport, can I just go into Saudi Arabia? So you need visas also. So the visa is all this amal, practice, that is the visa. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give them the tawfiq and give us the tawfiq to read the Quran Sharif and not just keep it on the shelves to be read over us after our death. We must read it. It is for the living people to read. Indeed, the dead people will receive sawab if you read for them, but Allah Ta'ala didn't reveal it so that we read over the dead only. The Quran Sharif is, as Shah Abdul Ghani Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi says, that it is a letter of 30 paras. He says a letter of 30 paras. That if you send your son overseas somewhere, then you write nasihats to him. Be careful. Don't go to the cinemas, theaters, dancing halls and waste your time and fail your examinations. If you work hard and you pass your examinations, when you return, I've got a car for you, I've got a nice house for you, I'll get you married also to a beautiful woman. He tells him all that. So now the son, if he is a sensible person, then he will work hard and come back. But the other person who is not sensible, then he will ignore that advice. He will go and visit all those cinemas, theaters and vice dens and then fail his exams. And after 2-3 years when he returns as a failure, he tells the father, where's that car, where's that home, where's that property? He says it was conditional. So just like that, Allah Ta'ala has sent this Quran Sharif. It is a letter to his servants that this is what you must do in your worldly life. Make your namaz, give your zakat, fast in Ramadan, make hajj if it is farz, stay away from gambling, from drinking, from fornication, from adultery, fulfill the rights of your parents, of your children, of your wives, speak the truth, don't cheat, don't deceive, don't commit fraud. Now all those advices Allah Ta'ala has given. And then when you return to me, then I've got Jannat, in which there are ni'mats upon ni'mats. Ma la aynun ra'at, wa la uzunun sami'at, wa la khatar ala qalbi bashar. No eye has seen, no ear has heard, and the thought also didn't cross any person's mind. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, out of his kindness, he has sent the Quran Sharif. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us also the tawfiq to read the Quran Sharif, to understand the Quran Sharif, and to make amal on the Quran Sharif. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا غياث المستغيثين Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum, برحمتك نستغيث, برحمتك نستغيث, برحمتك نستغيث. Ey Allah, humare gunahon ko maaf farma. Oh Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Ya Allah, forgive our major sins and our minor sins. Forgive the sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly. Forgive the sins that we committed in the light of day or darkness of nights. Oh my beloved Allah, oh my Rahim, Kareem Allah, oh my Sattar, Ghaffar Allah, you dearly love forgiveness of the sins of sinners. Oh my Allah, with the barakat of this majlis of khatam of the Quran Sharif, we are seeking from you forgiveness of all our sins. Oh my beloved Allah, your Quran Sharif is mehboob. Oh my beloved Allah, your kalam, with the barakat of that kalam, we are seeking from you forgiveness of our sins. Oh Allah, these students who have completed the Quran Sharif and all other huffaz, give them the tawfiq to recite the Quran Sharif in abundance, to understand what is in the Quran Sharif and to make amal on the Quran Sharif. Oh Allah, make them a means of sadqa jariya for their parents. Oh my beloved Allah, make them a means of entry into Jannat, not only for themselves but even for their parents and for a large number of people. اے میرے پیارے خدا, ہم سب کو قرآن مجید کو پڑھنے کی توفیق عطا فرما, اس پر عمل کی توفیق عطا فرما. اے اللہ, قرآن مجید کی اشاعت کی توفیق عطا فرما. اے اللہ, قرآن مجید کی ہر ہر بات پر عمل کرنے کی توفیق عطا فرما. Oh my beloved Allah, all those people who are making the khidmat of the Quran Sharif, bless them with long life, with good health, with happiness. Ya Allah, bless them with the ni'mats of this world and the akhirah. Ya Allah, those parents who are giving the opportunity to their children to become hafizes of the Quran Sharif, bless the parents also with tawfiq. Bless them with hidayat and guidance. Ya Allah, bless them with barakat in their homes, in their businesses, and in everything that you give to them. Ya Allah, give the tawfiq to the parents to create an environment within their home which would be conducive for the practice of Islam in their homes. Ya Allah, let them be an encouragement to their children to make amal on deen, and let them not become an obstacle in the path of the children practicing upon deen. Oh my beloved Allah, bless us all with long life, with good health, with prosperity, with happiness, with contentment, with satisfaction, with tranquility and serenity in our hearts. Ya Allah, bless us with your qurb and with your muhabbat and with your marifat. Ey mere pyare khuda, tera qurb naseeb farma. Ey Allah, teri marifat naseeb farma. Ey mere pyare khuda, make us that fish which swims deep in your ocean of marifat. Ey Allah, make us that fish which swims deep in your ocean of marifat. Ya Allah, bless us with such closeness of yours and your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that nafs and shaitan cannot distance us from them for a single moment. Fill our hearts with your love and the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Fill our hearts with the love of your kalam. Ey mere pyare khuda, Quran Majeed ki humne koi qadar nahi ki. Ey Allah, Quran Majeed ki humne sahi maana mein qadar nahi ki. Oh Allah, they remain on our shelves for the whole year catching dust. Ey mere Allah, there are so many Quran Sharifs which are not even covered. There are so many Quran Sharifs which are torn. But oh Allah, we show no appreciation for this great kalam of yours. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq to appreciate and value this kalam. Give us the tawfiq to read the Quran Sharif, to make amal on the Quran Sharif, and to propagate the Quran Sharif. اے میرے پیارے خدا, سارے عالم کے اندر جتنے دینی مدارس چل رہے ہیں, جتنی خانقائیں چل رہے ہیں, تبلیغ و دعوت کا جو کام ہو رہا ہے, اے اللہ, جو اشاعت ہو رہی ہے, سب کو تو قبول فرما. سب دین کے کام کرنے والوں کو اخلاص کی دولت سے مالا مال فرما. خالص تیری رضا کے لیے کام کرنے کی توفیق عطا فرما. اے اللہ, ان کے ختم کو تو قبول فرما. اے اللہ, ان کے ختم کو قبول فرما. لیکن میرے پیارے خدا, زیادہ سے زیادہ صحیح طور پر اس کو پڑھنے کی اور اس پر عمل کرنے کی سب توفیق عطا فرما. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم. اے اللہ, جو اساتذہ محنت کر رہے ہیں قرآن شریف پر, ان کی بھی خدمات دینیہ کو تو قبول فرما. جتنے بھی حفظ کلاس چل رہی ہے, اللہ سب کو تو قبول فرما. اے اللہ, اس دنیا سے جب ہمارے جانے کا وقت آئے تو ہماری زبانوں کے اوپر لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ جاری فرما. اے اللہ, let us meet you in such a condition that we are pleased with us. Let not the angel of death find us in a casino. Let not the angel of death visit us in a disco. Let not the angel of death visit us in a cinema or a theater. And especially if we have got the Quran and Sharif in our hearts. Oh Allah, safeguard us from all these evil places. Ay Allah, do not let us be in those places which are displeasing to you and your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله.